This is a city you know very well. Just your thoughts on the mayor's decision to come out of City Hall and the transition that's currently going on here.
Well, look, at 19 years with Mayor Byron Brown, the city has seen great momentum and great growth, and it's a new day in the city of Buffalo, and looking forward to working with Council President Chris Scanlon in his new role as mayor. And I think it's important that we continue the momentum, continue the development, continue the investment into the city of Buffalo. My job as member of Congress is to deliver for the city and work with the city leadership, and I'm looking forward to continued partnership with the council president in his new role.
What do you know about Council President Scanlon and just the work that he's done for Buffalo with the South District and the Common Council as well?
Yeah, Council President Scanlon and I have a great relationship. He's a good man. He's a young family man that cares deeply about our community as a family steeped in public service. And I think his heart is driven to improve every part of the community that he represents. Now it will be the entire city of Buffalo as it's been the South District for the last decade. So looking forward to working with him.
The mayor's been in office for more than 19 years, nearly 20 years. What do you think his lasting legacy in the city of Buffalo will be, and maybe some of his crowning achievements as mayor here?
If you think about where we were 20 years ago, compared to where we are today, it's night and day in the city of Buffalo and in Western New York. I think when you see the investment that's happening in the city of Buffalo and in the Western New York community, a lot of it has to do with leadership. And I think we've seen investment to record levels, billions of dollars that have been invested over the last two decades. And it's not just from Mayor Byron Brown, but the partnerships that have been created with my predecessor, Congressman Higgins, with the work that I've done in the Senate, with the work that my colleagues in the state delegation and the members of the council have done really in partnership in the county legislature, a focus driving forward the center of our region, the city of Buffalo. It's absolutely imperative that we continue to put that focus on the city of Buffalo. And I'm confident that under the leadership of Chris Scanlon as mayor, we'll continue that trajectory. We can't go backwards. And we have to keep our foot on the gas in investing in the city of Buffalo and creating momentum and creating jobs and opportunity and investment, whether it's in infrastructure, whether it's in neighborhood development, whether it's in opportunities for affordable housing, whether it's in opportunities for quality of life and growing our neighborhood and having whatever decisions are being made at City Hall being community driven. That's the type of mayor that we need in City Hall, and I believe Councilman Scanlon elevating into that role, he'll provide that sort of leadership. I'm looking forward to working with him in that capacity, and I'm a city resident. This is personal for me. The entire reason I got involved in government and politics nearly 30 years ago, I don't like to admit that, you know, makes me sound very old these days, but it's because I care deeply about our community, and so I'm ready to work with whoever is ready to work with me to drive our community forward and to create investment opportunity and to grow our economy and grow jobs so that the next generation, including my kids, and hopefully someday my grandkids, will have an opportunity to live here and raise their families here and go to work here and live the wonderful quality of life that we all love as Buffalonians and Western New Yorkers.
Congressman, I also know that we're several months away from the election, but we've already heard a number of people throw their hats into the ring, including Rashid Wyatt, who was speaking with you earlier today. I mean, just your thoughts on the race for mayor coming up and what that may look like.
Yeah, look, the political process is going to play out, and it does. And I trust the people of Buffalo, and I trust the electorate, the people that will ultimately make the decision. And it's theirs to make and the future of our community, and I'm sure there will be many more that throw their hat in the ring. But at the end of the day, through the political process, that will all work itself out. And as a member of Congress, I'm going to deliver for the city of Buffalo and work with whoever is the leader to grow our city and to grow our economy.
Your thoughts on yesterday's message?
Yeah, I thought it was abhorrent. The attack on Israel from a sworn enemy of the United States is an attack on all of us. And when Iran sent in 200 missiles, it was the United States standing with Israel, our partners in the Middle East, in freedom and democracy, to protect that freedom and democracy. And we continue to stand with them in this moment. And my hope is for a strong, lasting peace to be negotiated for the future of the Middle East and the future of the global community.